Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Kunenberg. The Federal Reserve of the United States is tasked with administering monetary policy to safeguard and hopefully steer the U.S. economy through calm waters and avoid hitting the rocks of recession or depression. Recession and depressions can cause massive damage to businesses and consumers alike. We all know that such economic calamities can cause people to lose their jobs, businesses to go broke, and destroy the lives of many of individuals and families alike. No easy task does the Federal Reserve have. Economies, after all, are the engine of prosperity. For many, they are the vehicles of necessity, putting food on the table, keeping the house warm, and basically allowing people to live their lives without unnecessary hardship. A healthy economy is not only preferred, but likely very necessary. Although many argue that an economy is too complicated, with too many working parts to pilot by any one entity, others believe a central body like the Federal Reserve is necessary to prevent a series of events from spiraling into a severe economic malaise. The Federal Reserve is called the central bank. There are many central banks of countries throughout the world, and each use similar monetary tools to accomplish their task. The Federal Reserve has the edict to control currency stability and promote full employment. Controlling currency stability is known as avoiding excessive inflation. Promoting full employment is described as the highest level of employment the economy can sustain without generating unwelcome inflation. Therefore, the full employment mission is intertwined with the Fed's other mission of controlling inflation. The tools it uses to accomplish this delicate balance between inflation and employment is throttling up or down the money supply of the country, hence the word monetary, which refers to money. It does this through interest rate manipulation and a variety of other tools to control the amount of money floating around in the economy. With a presidential election coming up, a bad unemployment figure would reflect negatively on the current administration. Conversely, a high inflation number would also not be conducive. With the Federal Reserve supposedly being an independent body from the government and not beholden to political pressure, it is one of life's conundrums on how a central bank can truly be independent come election time. The Fed has initiated most of its tools to quell inflation in 2023. Some say it wanted to be done manipulating the economy by the end of 2023 so as to not appear supporting one candidate or the other. The problem is the Fed had expected inflation to have receded by now so it could start to normalize monetary policy. Unfortunately, inflation, although slowing, is still very elevated. To address inflation, the Fed had to keep interest rates elevated as well. High rates hurt the consumer, but does help inflation go down. But high rates are not good for the incumbent because they do hurt the consumer. And of course, there's that election coming up once again. Had inflation subsided to acceptable levels, the Fed could have begun to lower rates, which would have helped already struggling consumers and normalize the economy. With inflation high, however, rates have to remain high. If the Fed continues to keep rates high, as they should, to address inflation, it could be accused of hurting the incumbent president's chances of being reelected. It is said that consumers vote with their pocketbooks, and unfortunately, with high inflation and high interest rates, to address that inflation, while not necessarily completely to blame, both reflect badly on the current administration, and especially coming up in, once again, this election year. The Fed would like to remain neutral and not have their monetary tools used during an election year, but inflation is not cooperating. The Feds know that lowering rates while inflation is still high could spell even bigger inflation trouble down the road. Hence, it must keep interest rates high. Simply put, the Fed is in the proverbial box of their own making, by the way. Lowering rates to appear neutral and inflation would continue to increase. Consumers are already rebelling against inflation and pointing fingers at Washington. Higher interest rates are also crippling consumers through higher credit costs for both businesses and individuals. Both environments are angering consumers. And if history is any indication, when consumers are struggling, incumbent administrations soon will be come the election. Although the Federal Reserve wants to appear unbiased as to what political party it supports, the economy is not cooperating. That does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice and may not be the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL 34249. I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California, and our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuneberg.
Money, it's a crime. Share it fairly, don't take a slice of mine.